Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Ken and Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. They got the squares up for the Monday night football game between the Detroit Lions and the Baltimore Ravens. And you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Before we go to Hollywood, Bob.
Yeah, and this is another thing. You know, you're talking about, you know, can you win on the road? Can you, win at home, take care of a dome field or home field advantage? You know who's taking care of home field advantage? The Buffalo Bills. Do you know that? What's the
don't
point
spread? Don't give me no more of them statistics.
No. So what's the point spread right now? I think it's the
16
most.
16.5.
16.5. Okay.
When I walked in, I looked because that was talk last night in different circles that, I mean, at 16.5, that may be a bit of a float down, but it has not moved.
16.5, and the reason why I bring that up, that, I talked about facing Josh Allen, the MVP of last season, but now the Bills and the Bills Mafia, they've now won 12 consecutive games dating back to 2023 at home. So could the Saints upset them? Possibly. Possibly, I don't. But so, Mike, I don't know. Right now, according to Vegas, no, they will now have won 13 games in a row at home.
Here's the crazy thing about it: it is a super hot ticket. Tommy and I were talking about this morning. Reasoning why: it is rare to catch Buffalo in Buffalo at noontime, which would be a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, yeah, for the East Coast, yeah.
Because when you're a really good team, they float you. To
late afternoon or prime time.
Or prime time, yeah. Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. But it is a hot ticket because it is a rarity for them to play in Buffalo it would be 1 o'clock their time, 12 o'clock
now,
time.
You know, I always like the history and the series and all that. I'm telling you, I never forgot this game. The Buffalo Bills were leaving their fans early in the third quarter. The Saints went at the Buffalo. We waxed them. It was Andres Pete's best game in a Saints uniform. We were running over them. We were knocking some snot
That's
bubbles.
That's when the streaker got on the field.
Oh, it was like we humiliated Buffalo that game. And I remember I said, Andres Pete, this is why he got drafted so high. He was mauling people in the run game.
We didn't see that a lot.
And Mike, they actually left early in the third quarter. That's how much the Saints were dominating them in Buffalo. But now... I don't even know what year that was. That was probably over a decade ago, but I remember that.
Well, they didn't have Josh Allen.
Yeah. They have Josh Allen. But Mike, they still had a competitive, like, team. And,
they had a solid team that year.
Yeah, really did. But we ran over them, but I don't know about this time.
I don't know about that this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to our phone lines, and let's go to Hollywood in Thibodaux. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all making out today?
All right, Hollywood.
Well, you got Hollywood swinging.
Hey, Bobby, I got a couple of things to say. Our defensive backs, we don't cut in front of the receivers, and we don't cut in front of running backs to knock the ball down. I figure that's why we don't intercept the ball enough. We don't give a chance to knock the other ball.
I mean, we're not intercepting it. No one has an interception, and we only had two passes defended. And one, Alante Taylor had one, and Stallbird had the other one. Now, Quincy Riley came in there, the young cornerback. I think we might see more of Quincy Riley or giving him an opportunity. He forced a fumble that Pete Werner ended up recovering, but we knew that was going to be a concern, though, Mike, in the secondary. We said, we're going to be young, and all of a sudden, Alante Taylor is going from, you know, kind of the third. Not when we had Lattimore, Paul Sardibo, kind of the third guy.
Different.
And all of a sudden, he's the alpha dog. And then, you know, who's disappointing me? What the hell Kool-Aid's doing? What has Kool-Aid done? He ain't been that much better than Isaac Yiadom. You know, you look at Yiadom, where he's come from. And he came in from the Saints, the 49ers, back with the Saints. Brandon Staley liked him, so put him. But, no, nothing to write home about in the back end of the secondary. And unless we blitz it, we don't get no pressure with a four-man rush. Hollywood, look, I don't care whether we were playing Mac Jones or we were playing Sam Darnold. They can make a sandwich back there. Sam Darnold, I'm telling you, could have played three straight games. He could have played 12 straight quarters the way we weren't hitting him. You know how when you play a game, God, man, this football is pretty fun. Now, when you get the crap knocked out of you, then it's like a job, and it's not so much fun.
No, Kenneth Walker took a couple of shots yesterday. I will say that. That part, I'm a little surprised, but they really didn't have to run Walker hard.
But no, they were so far ahead. Yeah. I mean, Sam Darnold, perfect quarterback rating. When a quarterback has a perfect quarterback rating, I don't care if it's for the whole game or a half, that means you're not influencing him negatively.
So, what else you got for us, Hollywood?
Yeah. What you got, Hollywood?
Why the Saints don't stay in a traditional uniform? They can't play good in no uniform right now.
Well, I don't know. Those white helmets got negative vibe for sure. I mean, the black helmets, I think we're 0-9. I said, yeah, just wear a traditional go helmet.
I think it's about the dudes that's in the helmets.
Oh, yeah, no, what I know.
It's not about the uniforms, but I get you, Hollywood.
But, yeah, you always say you got to look sweet to play sweet.
That sounds like a prime.
Yeah, but I don't know. We look good. They look good, but I don't know. We were losing 21-9 before the game even started. So I'd rather look ugly and us be winning 21-0.
I don't remember if it was Tommy that asked me this morning, because I did a few interviews. You know, I actually was in Tulane Stadium when another team, your old team, Bob, the Falcons, they ran up 38 points.
What?
No, you played for the Falcons,
but not
this one. This was 1973. My dad got some late tickets.
With the helmets?
They beat the Saints 62-7 in the opening game back in 1973. My dad and I sat in that stadium, and this was the only other time.
I think Archie was playing. I wasn't playing.
Yeah, Archie was playing. Archie was playing at that time. But, man, you're talking about 38 points and a half.
No, yeah. No.
Wow.
Think about this. You know, everybody, we had a casino. Everybody does a little gaming sometimes. that if Mike, if I'd have told you or anybody, if I'd have said, look, I don't know if the Saints are going to beat Seattle, but I tell you what, right now, I'm going to give you 30 points. Like, I'm a soothsayer. I can look into the future. I'm going to give you 30 points. Everybody in the nation would have taken the Saints in 30 points, and you still would have lost. What? Think about that. This is the NFL, not college. You know, like, not LSU playing Southeastern or whatever. You know, it's like pros versus pros. No, that's what you don't want to happen as an organization, what happened yesterday. Because that's when you have disgruntled fans, and they get ticked off, and they start booing. If your team's playing hard and you're fighting, and maybe like, look, like the Cardinals 49ers, we're fighting, we had a chance to win at the end. But then you lay an egg like they did in Seattle, you do that in the dome, I'm telling you, the bags are coming out, and they're going to start booing. And I always took the approach, the bags, that was a time and space when they were 1-15, when that occurred. But we've won a Super Bowl, so we could put the bags away. I'd rather almost people be mocking us, calling us the Aints, than wear bags.
The bags are that is at the highest rung ladder when they start doing
like
that.
Like the unknown comic,
That's how DiLiberto actually started doing it, because one of the guys that was tending bar said, Bob, you know what you did, man? You know this guy, the unknown comic? He's on the Gong Show. But he was like, no, I never watched it. So he watched it. He was like, man, that's got – he said, I got an idea for you. So he actually made – actually, it was from one of the bartenders that was there at Buddy D's Lounge that actually came up with the idea.
Well, it's up to the players to put – if they start calling you the Aints from a national perspective, it's up to the players to add that S on the Aints so they become the Saints. That's up to the players control that and the coaches, because they're the ones out there. Fans will cheer for you if you win.
But you gotta win. It's a bottom line business.
It's like PE class.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.